In 1972, Jack Roddy, Jack Sparrow, and Bob Cook joined forces to create RSC, the Rodeo Stock Contracting Company. The initials were based on their last names, Roddy Sparrow Cook. The plan was hatched at a bar after a rodeo, and the brand was drawn on the back of a cocktail napkin. They knew a lot about rodeos and how they should be run. And like every cowboy, they deeply respected and loved the animals they competed against. Jack Sparrow and Jack Roddy went to Cal Poly together. Jack Roddy would go on to become the world champion steer wrestler in 66 and 68. Jack Sparrow went on to become the president of CattleFax and a board member at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City. The trajectory of my life would change because of Bob Cook, but you'll have to wait a few chapters to find out why. Jack Sparrow tells the story best of how RSC came to be.
Years ago, Bob Cook called me up and told me that he was here up in the Bulldog in Sacramento and asked me if I'd ride up to the rodeo with him that night because I wasn't up. So we're riding up there, and about that time, the PRCA was trying to get a new stock contractor on the West Coast because cotton was just spread too thin. He was the only stock contractor on the West Coast, and could, you know, he was putting on more rodeos than he had the right kind of stock for. And Jack Roddy was a mover and shaker in the rodeo business, you know, promoting rodeo. And so Cook tells me, he says, hey, he says, Jack Roddy and I want to get in the rodeo business. But Jack Roddy says the only way he'll get in it is if Jack Sparrow is our partner. Well, I was flattered by that comment from Jack Roddy. So I told Cook to count me in, that I'd be a partner. About 6 months later, Jack Roddy and I were sitting around talking, and Jack says, you know, he said, I'd have never got in the rodeo business, but Bob Cook told me that he and Jack Sparrow wanted to get in the rodeo business, and Jack Sparrow said the only way he would get in is if Jack Roddy was our partner. So bottom line is, Cook told Jack Roddy and myself both the same story, and we ended up in the rodeo business together.